NASA will try again today with Discovery. A Qantas A380 sheds engine parts after takeoff. And Bert Rattan says he's ready for the Gold Watch. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, November 5th, 2010. NASA's mission management team was scheduled to meet again this morning after yesterday's decision to scrub a 3:29 p.m. launch of the shuttle Discovery due to weather. Forecasters say today's odds of acceptable weather are 60%, with the main possible issue being unacceptably high winds. The new target is 3:04 p.m. Eastern Time today. If the launch does happen today, the rendezvous with the International Space Station would happen late Sunday morning, and Discovery would return to Earth November 16th. Qantas has grounded its entire fleet of six A380 Super Jumbo airliners following an incident in which a plane departing Singapore suffered what appeared to be an uncontained engine failure, forcing an emergency landing. Multiple sources are reporting one of the aircraft's engines failed about 15 minutes after takeoff. Qantas told the Associated Press there was no explosion. A witness, though, on the plane said she heard two bangs, then saw flames and debris coming from the left inboard engine. It was about 90 minutes before the plane could dump enough fuel to land. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce says the fleet will be grounded, quote, until we are completely confident that Qantas safety requirements have been met, unquote. Singapore Airlines is delaying A380 flights to allow Rolls-Royce to conduct precautionary inspections. Lufthansa says its three A380s are being operated normally. Rolls-Royce stock took a 5% hit yesterday. It was rumored, now it's official, Bert Rattan will officially retire from Scaled Composites in April and be given the title of Chairman Emeritus. Not surprisingly, given his roots, EAA has announced that honoring his life's work will be a major theme at AirVenture Oshkosh 2011. EAA says it was already planning to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Voyager's unrefueled around-the-world flight and will just expand from there. The 67-year-old Rattan is a frequent and popular presenter at Oshkosh, where many of his innovations have debuted over the years. EAA says it will work with builder, owner, and pilot groups to encourage a major gathering of Bert Rattan designs and will create a special parking area for them on the flight line. Well-known Rattan designs will also be on prominent display on Aeroshell Square and serve as a backdrop for various presentations during the week. The EAA AirVenture Museum already has the Very Viggen and Very Easy prototypes and mock-ups of Voyager and Spaceship One on display. Congratulations to Bert on an amazing career and for being an inspiration to the home-built movement everywhere. Up next on ANN, Boeing announces two new orders. Dreamliner operators will get factory help controlling maintenance costs. And several Gulfstream models pass a tougher noise standard. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 5th. I'm Paul Platt. VOC Aviation, a leasing company, says it has finalized a deal with Boeing for 8 777-300ERs, valued at about $2.2 billion at average list prices. VOC Aviation will lease the new planes to Thai Airways International, Thailand's flagship carrier. The economics and high dispatch reliability of the plane are expected to dramatically improve Thai's profitability on new and existing long-haul routes. An order for 50 next-gen 737s has been finalized between Boeing and the Russian state corporation Rus Technology. The order includes purchase rights for an additional 35 planes. The agreement includes a mix of 737-700s, 800s, and 900ERs and is valued at $3.7 billion. Over the past 20 years, Boeing says its programs in Russia have resulted in almost $6 billion in joint projects with its Russian partners, making Boeing the largest international aerospace investor in Russia. Boeing says it has a plan to help airlines that buy new 787s to lower costs. Instead of having to inventory their own spare parts, airlines will have the option to participate in what's called a rotable exchange services program. Essentially, Boeing will maintain the parts inventory and make parts available on a 24-hour shipment basis. Boeing VP Dale Wilkinson explains, quote, "The program manages configuration, warranty, and reliability for the covered parts, freeing the airline to focus on passengers and the operation of the airplane," unquote. The idea isn't new, but it's apparently the first time such a program has been ready for rollout in time for the introduction into service of the new airliner it supports. Boeing's plan spreads big expenditures out over as much as 10 years to ease budgeting for airlines. The FAA has certified Gulfstream's large cabin aircraft to the Stage 4 noise standard. That certification applies to the Gulfstream G550, G500, G450, G350, the G5, G4SP, and G4. These aircraft have always been Stage 4 compliant, but have now been formally certified to the standard. Stage 4 certified aircraft may avoid restrictions based on operational noise levels being considered at several airports around the world, and may be subject to lower usage charges. In production, large cabin Gulfstream aircraft will enter service with certified compliance to Stage 4. In-service aircraft can become compliant through a service change. Still ahead, NASA notes the 10th anniversary of the International Space Station. Two ground crew workers who messed up get the axe. And an airline price shopping site adds bag fee info. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, November 5th. I'm Paul Plack. It was 10 years ago this week that the first crew arrived to live and work aboard the International Space Station. In a statement commemorating that anniversary on Tuesday, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden called the milestone significant for both NASA and its partners in the ISS. Quote, "It recognizes the success of an amazing feat of engineering and a magnificent leap forward in the story of human achievement. I congratulate the entire station team and the thousands of people worldwide who have helped us reach this anniversary," unquote. More than 196 humans have visited the ISS, and by the exact time of the anniversary Tuesday morning, the station had completed 57,361 orbits of the Earth, traveling a total of 1.5 billion miles. Two ground crew contract workers are looking for new jobs. After a 737 they were pushing back from a gate at SeaTac Airport in Washington State bumped into a parked 737, damaging both planes. According to a spokesman for Menzies Aviation, which has a contract with Alaska Airlines for ground operations at the airport, the workers were pushing back an Alaska Airlines jet from the gate when one worker lost sight of the wing. That worker failed to tell the tug driver to stop. The wing of the plane being pushed back from the gate with 139 people on board clipped the tail of a second empty Alaska Airlines jet in the gate area. Both the wing walker and the tug driver were fired. Passengers were taken off the Dallas-bound flight and put on another plane. A spokesman for Menzies says the airline has instituted a policy not to park two of the stretched 737s at those gates where the accident occurred at the same time. The airfare search engine Fly.com says it's begun to list baggage fees for major airlines. The site's owners say the fees for each flight appear clearly in the returned search results. Justin Soffer, vice president and general manager of Fly.com, says that in addition to facilitating comparison shopping, travelers may save even more money by paying for baggage fees online instead of at the airport. The site provides baggage fees for thousands of domestic and international routes, including all major U.S. carriers. The fee information is updated when airlines change their baggage fees or policies. And finally today, you might remember a story back in January about a U.S. Transportation Security officer confronting a female college student with a plastic bag containing white powder during screening, asking her what it was she was carrying, letting her stutter and stammer for a bit, then telling her it was a joke. Well, now, a memo obtained through a Freedom of Information request by the website The Smoking Gun shows that the bomb appraisal officer in question played the joke on multiple passengers while waiting for data collection to be done on other equipment in separate security lanes. Official records don't indicate there was any disciplinary action taken, and at first I was outraged to read that. But when I really think about what it must be like to make your living sorting through other people's underwear, and now groping them, I think I might be convinced that comedic relief could be a good thing. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the second and concluding part of his speech at NBAA, FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt makes a strong case for next-gen technology in improving the safety and efficiency of business aircraft. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.